Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Miles. My name is Deborah Zabella, and I'm calling in reference to my service that I am getting from Archtop. I have a confirmation order number if you need it.
Were you having any troubles with your internet service?
No, they haven't installed yet. They're here. The two installers don't speak a word of English.
I do sincerely apologize, ma'am.
I need somebody here who can communicate with me on a level, because I'm going to need help when they do the router and stuff. So I'm not, someone else needs to come that can communicate with me clearly.
Okay, did you want, you said this is Deborah Zabella?
Yes.
I'm looking on the calendar. I see your install was scheduled for this afternoon.
Well, there's two gentlemen here right now in an Archtop truck. And again, they don't speak a word of English. I can't have that with an internet service, because I'm going to have questions for the installers and for the modem and questions I need to understand, and they need to communicate to me clearly.
If there's any questions that I could answer, I could do my best to answer any questions.
Once they install, I have a question. I have a Netgear router. They're going to have to give me a different modem, and because the modem that I have is a Spectrum modem. So
mm-hmm.
I get a modem, I get an extender, and I get a router.
They will provide you with that, with the equipment. Yes, ma'am.
And if you would like to install.
Yes, ma'am. And if you would like to use your own router with the service, I don't see that as being a problem. You would just connect the Ethernet cable from the modem to your Netgear router.
I understand all of that. That's not my question. I just need to know, does there need to be any reprogramming? And I'd like to have the modem, the router left here just in case I have an issue with mine.
Well, you could have them hook up the Archtop modem, and when they leave, you could hook up your Netgear modem, or they could give you the Archtop modem, and you could have them install your Netgear router, I should say.
Router, yeah.
Yeah, it's a totally different piece of equipment. I understand. I'm very tech savvy. However, the only reprogramming that you would have to do would be any.
Hello? You just completely cut out. Hello?
Using your same Netgear modem. Router.
Sir?
I keep using the wrong wording.
I know, but you just cut out completely for like a minute.
I couldn't
hear a word you said.
I'm so very sorry. I don't know what caused that. But there actually wouldn't be any reprogramming that would need to be done if you're using the same router that you were using previously, because that router would have the same password that all of your devices would already have entered and saved in those devices, so they would be able to connect to that router without any issues.
And the modem would only have to be exchanged, and that doesn't need anything. My only question is I have to keep my modem hooked up, that my Spectrum modem hooked up, because it works my phones as well.
Now, see, that's... You could leave your Spectrum modem hooked up and have your phone service, you know, through Spectrum. That's not a problem, just so long as you have a place to plug in the new modem so you can use it for your internet service, and a new place. Well, you already have somewhere for your router to plug in, because you've been using that.
Yeah, my router can hold multiple ports. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. Well, I was mainly speaking about a place to plug in all of these devices. You know, when we start having a bunch of different electronics, we start running into places to plug them in.
There should only be one. The extender doesn't need to be plugged in here. Wouldn't the extender be plugged downstairs?
Yes. The extender could be
plugged in.
Yes, I'd be plugged into an outlet somewhere else in the home to rebroadcast that Wi-Fi signal to keep it a strong wireless signal throughout your residence. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's not an issue. So there's really only one plug that I need. It's the plug for the modem.
Yeah, so you would
Which is
just
not
be
an
adding
issue.
one additional piece of equipment. It would be because you'd have an additional modem now where that you didn't have before. Outside of that, you'd still be having, the router modem, Spectrum modem, and
I still need somebody to be able to be here who can speak English.
Well, let me give one of our techs a call that you're on. I see you're on his schedule for this afternoon. I don't know if it's one of the same technicians that are at your residence now, but you're on this
I do
gentleman's.
not know. But
Yeah, you're at.
they're here already, so
Yes,
I'm not
ma'am.
quite sure. And my husband, I think my husband told them, no, you can't, you're not, I need to be able to talk to you. You can't tell me you can't speak English or that my English isn't good. I need to be able to communicate with people who are coming into my home and installing.
Right. So are you going to be rescheduling the installation or allowing these gentlemen who
No,
are there to do the installation?
they're still here. I want someone who can speak English. I want an installer who can speak to me clearly and tell me what's going on.
Okay. Well, let me give this technician a call and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible, or I'll get you transferred to the technician, okay?
No, can you call me back?
Well, if I have to get you transferred over to the technician, he'll be able to answer all of your questions because it'll be another one of this the
No,
install techs.
it's not me he's talking to. It's my husband he's going to be talking to. I'm
Okay.
calling because I have the number because the email was sent to me.
Okay. Yes, the technician could speak to either you or your husband. That's not a problem.
He wants the installer to be able to speak to him. Whoever's doing the installation needs to be able to communicate clearly.
Right, but currently you have the gentleman in your home, who, to
No,
the
he's not
best
in
of,
my home. He's sitting outside in the truck.
oh, they're outside in the truck.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to reschedule your installation, we could reschedule the installation.
That's fine. Reschedule it then because I want somebody here who can speak clearly and I can understand. I don't
Okay.
want to, I want someone here I can understand.
All right, let me reach out to one of our technicians and ask him if I can put you on his schedule for the day. And I'll be back with you just as quickly as possible, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.